In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal and I did this before the start of the season. Now, here's the bet. It's going to be fun. The payoff is, and it's got to be in a public place to be determined. Could be.
I thought we're not just going to come in and dress like that.
Oh, well, we could.
I mean,
do
whatever.
That.
All right, but yes.
I thought it would be more fun. We could, okay. Like we did with Doink and Goldust.
Yes,
yeah, very possible.
Okay, or publicly, whatever. It's
opening
fine.
Day next year, Yankee Stadium.
Yankee postseason game.
Could be Yankees World Series game.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Could be a Mets spring training game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, anyway, so I came up with five things that I liked, and he came up with five things that he liked, and we tried to make it somewhat off the radar of obvious. I'm going to go through mine.
But we did have a draft, we came up with a list of, 12 or 13 things that mm-hmm. we could draft from.
Sure.
You took your five, I took mine.
Okay, my first one, and we'll tell you where we're at so far. We've already had a couple of wins here, so Volpe over under 55 and a half stolen bases for me.
And home runs.
Yeah, home runs.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say that?
No. Home runs and stolen bases, the combination
Obviously, of the
two. Yeah. Okay.
So to me, when I said that back in March, it seemed fairly easy.
Where's he at right now?
Well, 11 he's home at 34. Runs, right? He's at 34. He's got a ways to go. Home runs are down. Stolen bases are not up significantly enough to offset the downtick in home runs. So I don't think I'm going to win that. I'm not going to quite put it as an L yet, but I expect to lose that.
All right. My first one, I had Gerrit Cole under 20 and a half starts.
Okay.
Now, remember, we did these even knowing Cole was banged up at the time. He was, not going to start the season, but we didn't know to what extent. Anyway, over 20 and a half, he's got 11 starts right now.
You said over 20 and a half?
I said under. I said under 20 and a half starts.
He's got 11 now.
There's no way he gets that, right?
They
got 30 games left. Is that math?
34 games,
okay.
6 times 5 is 30. He's not going to get there. That's a win.
So I'm marking that as a win. Okay, that's a win.
Now, did we mean regular season starts?
No. Yeah, regular season, of course.
So right now, the way it looks, I'm 1-0 and Sal is 1-1. I'm going to be 0-2. This is an absolute loss. McNeil batting average, for some ridiculous reason, I thought he'd hit .298 or better. I did think he'd bounce back. He's at .241.
Ooh, even with his heater, he's at .241.
Yeah, big loss. 0-2. Next. That's not even close.
That would take a miracle. Okay. What do you think here?
What, Alvarez?
No, for me. Huh. Alonzo.
Go ahead.
Alonzo, 42.5 over home runs.
Loss.
He's got 27.
You're going to lose that one.
But you ready to definitively mark that a loss?
But you're not going to win it. I don't think you're going to win. You're going to lose.
So he'd have to hit. I'm not going to win that. I'm going to mark that a loss.
But 15 but more.
Do I have an outside shot? I mean, we still have another week of August.
He's never hit more than 10 in a month, so he'd have to hit 10.
Ever in his career?
No, I looked.
He's never hit more than 10?
Couple of nines, couple of tens, so he'd have to have 10.
Which shows you how consistent then he's been, even in a 53 home run year.
I know, but every month was like 9 or so that month that year. No, I do not think you're going to get that.
So that's a loss.
No, but again, outside, better chance than Volpe getting there. Or McNeil, yeah, but you're going to lose that. So you'll be 1-2. Right now I'm 0-2.
All right, I'm 1-1. Go ahead.
The next one for me would be Severino.
Yes.
May have nailed this. Now, it's not a gimme.
What's he at, ERA?
He's at 3.84, and I said that he would be under ERA 4.
You got a complete game shutout prior to last night, his last time out. That helped.
That helped a lot.
That's going to be a...
That's going down to the last start.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm definitely not putting a dub, certainly not a loss because I'm ahead right now. All right, if I win and I got a chance, I will be 1-2.
That's going down to the last start, right?
That's far from a guarantee.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I have to root for that to go over. I need to win this bet. So I'm not rooting for Seve to get lit up, but I need that to go over. I hope he has a 4.01 ERA.
I got you. All right, what's your next one here?
Alvarez, this is a loss. We get my, yeah, over 23.5 home runs. The easier they look, the more you should know to stay away from him. I did not. He's got 6 on the year. I don't care that he's hurt or not. No excuse. He's not even coming close to 23.5 home runs, so that is a loss. I'm 1-2 so far.
So, that will make you 1-2. My next one here is Judge. Already won it. Over 41.5 home runs. 48 he's at. He's going to hit 60-something.
I mean, that's a blowout victory.
And that is a big one. You don't get points for blowouts. You just get points. It's the same amount.
The trick there was just, is he going to stay healthy? Obviously.
I know, for sure. All right, so at this point, you know, if Seve stays well, I'm 2-2.
Okay. You're counting Seve as a win?
I'm not. But I'm saying
right now you're.
I'm not going to say 2-1-1 or 1-1-2.
One and two, and one.
Well, I know.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, all right. My next one, Soto over 946 OPS. He's at right now 1.037.
So that way you're going to get.
You think that still comes down to the wire or no?
Nah, I think you're good.
What would it take to drop?
What does he have now again?
1.037.
Ah, you're in good shape.
And it's over 946.
Ah, you're in good shape.
Okay.
You got the Rockies this weekend. Got some bad teams.
Well, I mean, still, you whatever. All right. So if I mark that a win.
It's going to be a win. 2-2?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Last one for me.
Don't you have two more? Yeah, two more you got.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But we did 5 or 6?
6.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did the Volpe, did McNeil, did Severino, did Judge.
Yes, you have the
next one, the Mets, over under 82.5 wins.
Also going to come down on the wire, right?
Yeah, and I got to say, it looks like they might lose this one here. I said under.
Could be a difference maker right there.
It could be. Right now, the Mets are projected for 85.6, so I will say 2-3, even though I know that we don't know about Severino. But
you're counting Severino as a win.
It doesn't matter if I count it or not. It's not going to change anything.
Right.
Like right now, I'm leading it, so I'm counting it as a win. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know if I'm going to win it, but right now I'm winning it. So right now I'm 2-3.
Okay. The other one that you have is also one that I have. You have the Yankees over 91.5.
There we go. That'll be another win right there.
And I have the Yankees under 91.5. We went head-to-head on that. Now, you're sure enough to say that that's going to be the case so far?
For the Yankees?
Yeah, they've been a 500 team since June 1st.
Oh, stop. Would you move on to yours? Please don't waste any precious airtime on this.
Well, how many games are they going to win?
Yankees going to win 96, 97
Seriously,
games.
How many games? What?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
No.
96, 97 games?
Okay, since you're talking tough here, buddy.
Yeah.
How about we throw a little double down here now? So since you're so confident or that you think that they're not going to get there, how about we make one that you already lost worth double,
okay,
and we make one that I've already won double? Meaning if the Yankees are under 91.5, the Judge home run becomes 2 losses for me. Even though I've already won.
Well, hold on a second. I want to win the original over-unders, and then we could adjust that bet after separately. But I do want to do the math for a second here.
Okay.
75-53, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are they at?
22 over 500, 34 to go.
Okay, 34 games to go. And they're at 75 wins right now. So the Yankees to get to, they'd have to go 20-14 to get to 95 wins? Six over. All right, it's not crazy, but they've been 500 for 3 months.
Okay, yeah, they're going to get at least 2 this weekend. Come on.
Stop.
You sound like a hater now.
No, it's not a hater.
Stop.
What do you mean? You and your projections don't even have the Yankees going to 96, 97
wins. I have them over and a half. No. 96.5 is the projection.
That's where they're at, 96.5?
That's what I read this morning, on the engine that I use.
So, right, you are going to win that, and I am going to lose that.
They might win 100 if they get extra hot.
So where are you at with the original 6?
Counting the Yankees over 91.5,
as a
3-3.
Yes. 3-3. Okay.
If the Mets fall below 82.5.
Yeah, then you're going to go 4-2. Okay.
I got a chance to go 4-2.
Yeah, but you also got Seve with the ERA.
I understand.
Okay, so still in the balance there.
I think best
there.
Case I'm 4-2. Worst case I am 2-4.
All right. And for me, I'm going to count that Yankee one as a loss, and then I have another win that already has cashed.
That's the Lindor stolen bases.
Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases. He has 25.
Good call.
So I am at 3 wins. If you count Soto, the OPS, I will be at 3 wins no matter what. 1, and almost three losses. No,
I think you're
going
to go 3-3.
I'm basically 3-3.
Are you going to definitely lose the Alvarez one? You're going to definitely, well, not definitely, but you're going to, I believe that you're definitely going to lose, well, Alonso, and you're definitely going to lose the Yankees.
Correct.
Over
that's
under.
Three losses right there. So I could do no better. I'm 3-3.
You're going to absolutely win the Cole one. You're going to you already won Lindor. And Soto. I can't root for this, though.
If he falls below, I could go 2-4.
Soto gets a little chilly.
And then that would be game over.
It would be game
now,
over.
Now, the tiebreaker is also going to be in favor of you. You have this for Scona.
What was the tiebreaker? We
total,
did have one.
Total games played for Soto and Judge.
Yes!
And we had it at, you had them at 290.
Yeah.
And I had them at 270.
I was just asking Dove, because I was like, you guys took an even number amount of, you know, plays.
Right, it's got to be
a tiebreaker.
Soto right now is at, as far as total games played, 124. Yeah. And Judge right now is at 126 as far as total games played.
So it's going way over. We got 250 on the button there. And what was the number?
I had 270.
And I had what?
290.
Okay, so I am 40 away from winning that, and the Yankees have 34 to go.
It's going
to
be whoever's closest to that.
Yeah, for sure. Right. No,
whoever's closest to the number.
Whoever's closest.
So, right, 34 to go times two because of...
Well, let's put it this way. Of the 34, let's just say that Soto plays 30 and Judge plays 28. I'm being a little conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, then I win.
Yeah,
I win.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to win that one.
I'm going to win that one.
It would have to take something catastrophic for me to be an out.
I'm going
to
win that
so
one.
I need I need you to go 2-4, which is possible.
But
right?
Severino's the wild card. To me, that's the one that's
going
to decide what
happens. No, the Mets going over. That
I'm
be
almost giving you the fact that they are.
I mean, Mets. You're right. So the Mets going over is a win. You have two wins. Hey, you could go 2-4 here.
No, I'm not going 2-4.
Yeah, you could.
Nah.
Volpe loss, McNeil loss, Seve potential loss,
yeah.
And Mets under potential loss.
Mm.
Judge win, Yankees win.
I need
that 2-4 because the tiebreaker does not do me any good. I can win it 3-3.
This is fun. Now, we will do this with the payoff. And
we'll do this the final week of the year, or I guess like the last, you know, second to last week of the season, we could revisit that.
And the loser's going to have to dress up, much like we did with the Gold Dust and the Doink stuff. The most painful former baseball player of all time.
Well, whatever baseball player, like I could choose you to dress up as Doc Gooden, whatever.
That's not painful. Got the gold chain.
Well, you're going to have the Mets stuff, you know. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Painful in that regard.
That is painful.
Or Wade Boggs you could be, or Ted Williams, or, you know, whoever else. Manny Ramirez, maybe, or Pedro, even.
I'm
trying to think of people you hate now. Well, players that you...
I could always do maybe, I don't know, for you, I'm just thinking aloud. Pardon me if I don't come up with a few names off the top of my head. Adam Wainwright.
That's nasty.
Maybe we can see Sal as Timo Perez.
That's not nice.
You maybe do that.
That's
not a lot of options here.
You want below the belt there.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Good stuff.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.